Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Pinpointing the Problem, the Inner Tug of War. This wonderful quote from Sengsten that you've been looking at is up here because it is the foundation upon which all of this work rests. The guidance is, when we set up what we like against what we dislike, we create stress in our minds. Now, mind you, this is not something that is bad. It is simply the way we are designed. The challenge here is understanding the second part of this. When the deep meaning of things is not understood, the mind's essential peace is disturbed to no avail. So this tells us that the mind does have an essence to it that is being disturbed and which is essentially peaceful. So the guidance here is there is a different way to relate to opposites in our journey through this life. And the mystics have found the key to that, and that is what we are doing so that we no longer set up what we like against what we dislike. And in learning this new strategy, we will create what we've been talking about here, which is entry to a different brand of happiness and a new sense of inner peace. So the inner tug of war. This is your personal encounter with paradox and you know what UD means, don't you, from Module 1, the unresolvable dilemma. So the inner tug of war is what you're going to focus on because you find it in your body. It's where you have a direct and personal encounter with the result of setting up what we like against what we dislike. The inner tug of war. How do you know when you're engaged in an inner tug of war? Well, there are lots of ways. One, you can find yourself feeling stuck. That means attached to one pole. Ouch, doesn't that look like it would really hurt? But the point is, when you're stuck, you can't let go. That usually means you're very polarized to one part of an inner tug of war. That's one clue. When you're feeling imprisoned, that there's no way out is another clue. And I use this particular image because in Western society, money is one of the major imprisonments that I continually hear people find themselves in. Poverty and wealth, success and failure, security and risk, very big unresolvable dilemma. Feelings of disaster when they arise can cause you to sink into the depths and feel like you must be safe or you will be in danger. There are security and risk. Again, many polar opposites come into these experiences which let you know you're in the middle of an inner tug of war. Confusion, when you're lost in a maze and you can't find your way out. And in our world, options, especially in Western culture, become so many sometimes that the basic dilemma is, should I choose this or should I choose that? Creates a great deal of confusion and puts you in the grips of an inner tug of war. Being wrapped in indecision, where you feel paralyzed as if you cannot make a decision, is another strong indication that you are in the presence of an inner tug of war. Also, when you're tied up inside and out, usually filled with anxiety, more often than not, about the future. Is this going to happen or isn't it? Can I hope or should I be fearful? Again, inner tugs of war about the way you're relating to the future. These are all clues that you're in the presence of an inner tug of war. So, is there a way out? Is the answer to your tug of war the opposite course of action? Should I go for the one that I don't have? If I'm poor, should I go for wealth? If I've failed, should I go for success? If I'm alone, should I go for being together? Or if my marriage has just failed, should I go for being alone? These are the general questions that we ask. Or should I avoid what I don't want? Is that the best strategy to get out of this inner tug of war? Well, I'm sure every one of you have, like me, been there and done that. So then the question is, well, what's next? Is there a different way to do it? And your desire to answer that question is what brought you into this training. Because the way out of this, whew, is in. The first thing we do when we find this problem is look outside. That's the way it's designed. The last resort, which is the place to find the answer, is inside. And that's where we're going to go. And when we go in, we're looking to find the land of unresolvable dilemma. And if you remember back to Module 1, this is called the realm of what is, where you are looking at what's in front of you with your beautiful mystic's eye, rather than through the eye of your mind, which is the author of your story about what is happening. The land of unresolvable dilemma is located just beyond the land of beliefs. So that's why it's important to become conscious of what your beliefs are, for those are often what keep you stuck in the inner tug of war. Once you find out what those are, you can then move beyond them. And the land of unresolvable dilemma is your bridge to that place beyond the mind, if you remember that map from back in Module 1. And here you can see that the two guys that make up the polar pair are stretched out in what is representing a more neutral experience for the person who's walking over them as she navigates the chasm between the land of beliefs and the land of what is and beyond the mind. There's a wonderful thing that happens when you get that far along. So the land of unresolvable dilemma, however, requires you to have an admission ticket. And that ticket is your relationship with opposites. If it's the traditional one, setting up what you like against what you dislike, you won't get in. So what is the ticket that you have to have? It is the mystic's wisdom. And this is like winning the lottery. You know that show where the guy says, "Show me the money." Well, that's what happens if you want to get into the land of unresolvable dilemma. You sort of have to show that you got a handle on opposites. And that's what this step is all about. Step number one. So the land of unresolvable dilemma also requires that you need the mystic's map for guidance once you're in there. And that's what you're going to be learning in the six steps. Now, you notice this little ticket here says it admits one. And I just want to comment on that for a moment, because this is a journey of one plus your connection with the larger system, which, if you go back to Module 1, you remember is an important part of the understanding of what's needed here. It's wonderful to chat with other people, and it's so nourishing to know others who are doing the same journey. But ultimately, the journey is internal, and it can only be done by you with the support of your connection to the larger system, which is where the magic comes from, if you'll remember from Module 1. So here you have homework for this particular module. How will you know an inner tug of war is happening? What's the standard response to meeting an inner tug of war? What's a better way to handle it? What do you need to enter the land of unresolvable dilemma? And where is the land of unresolvable dilemma located anyway? So enjoy doing your homework, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.